you know, something will run into a river.
Like where a creek runs into a river?
Yeah, creek.
Well, that...
be just a... It... flood of the river. Just a,
well, it just... There's usually always backwater, you know, in the creek where the creek runs into the river.
Where the river... Have you ever seen a place where a river will...
A four?
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Have two prongs to it, yes.
Yeah. A place where, you know, it might have trees in it, Reverend, and it kind of low, it might have water standing in it all the time. That would be a...
It'd be a swamp, I imagine.
Swamp?
We don't know much about that. You know, I've heard of them, but up in this country you don't see much.
Well, you mentioned a holla. Can you tell me what it's... What
well, a holla is just... It's a drainage between two hills. Or maybe more than two hills. And I don't know where it gets that name, but that's what I always... what, you know, we know yeah. is...
Is it usually... Now, you ever clear them out? What about a place that would be cleared out between two hills, you know, that sort of thing? Or,
well,
or is a hollow usually got a lot of trees in it?
No, it could be called a... If it was cleaned up, it could be called bottomland.
Bottomland?
Uh-huh, between two hills, where it was, you know, close to a creek or a branch.
Yeah. Now I know you got places that where water will cut out, just, you know, places in the woods. That's something about 10 feet wide or 10 feet across. That'd be a...
Well, we don't have much of that here. There's so much timber growing. It don't, you know, unless now a creek will you know, the bank, it'll eat the bank out.
Make a...
in places. But you don't see much of it around here. There's just too much timber growing.
Would it ever make places in the land? You know, you were talking about when y'all raise cotton.
Yes, it makes ditches. We call them ditches. Yes, I can show you. You know, a lot. Places where we've had them filled with dozers and built terraces and to catch the soil. Like.
Now this rain, you said, drains pretty well, but any place where you might, you know, you might see where they'd have to, that wouldn't drain, you'd have to dig a
drainage ditch.
Yeah, for it to go through.
There's very, very few places in Izard County that way. There's few, but not many.
Yeah.
Because this land just, you know, it's rolling enough, it just drains too good. And sandy enough, it, you know, the water will go on down.
Yeah. Well, now, can you tell me about how you bought things when you were younger, if you remember? How would y'all, did y'all go into town much? What sort of provisions would you get in town? When you bought, say, flour, what would it come in when you were younger?
Well, and I can remember in a 25 and maybe sometime a 50, it might have come partly in a 50-pound bag. I know in 25, another about 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Flour and cornmeal.
Did y'all ever raise sorghum or anything like that?
Yes, we still raise sorghum.
You do? What do you make out of that?
Just regular sorghum molasses. We made a bunch of sorghum molasses a year ago last fall. We have a meal sitting right up here.
No kidding. I'd like to see that. What'd you, electric motor mill?
No, it's...